So I was up until about 3 o'clock typing. So I praise God for today, and I praise God for all of you for being here this morning. I just want to say thank you to my cousin, Janie, for giving me a call on the other day and kind of surprised me. I was like, wow, okay, yeah, I'll do it, you know, because, you know, you can always give a testimony of what you've gone through. Amen. 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 I also like to thank First Lady. I see her back there. And Reverend Mathis as well. God bless you. And the Antioch family. Thank you for having me here. And I thank all of you for coming out this morning. Amen. I also like to say thank you to my husband that is here this morning. Didn't expect him to make it, but he's here. Thank God. And all of my friends, that Sister Gilmore, as she said, and my friends, Miss Tony and Sister Cora back in the back, thank you so much for coming out this morning. Let us bow our heads and pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, let your word be made flesh this morning, God. While it is being spoken in a supernatural way, Lord, bring life, God, deliverance, and healing through your word, dear Jesus. This is your moment, God. These are your people, Father. This is your word, God. Move anything that would dispute against it, your word, God, in any way, Lord. Open our hearts to your spirit and our minds to be transformed, oh God, this morning. Let your spirit saturate us, oh Heavenly Father, as only you can do, God. Breathe into this church, God. Oh, precious Father, let your power fall on all the walls, oh Heavenly Father, of this church right now, God, till chains are broken, God, till families rise up and leaders immerse out of there this generation of God. God, we pray that generational curses are broken in the name of Jesus. Breathe on us, oh Lord. Allow your truth to rise up and say that we have always been blessed. Lord, give us your presence, oh Heavenly Father. Just loan it to us for a moment, Father, if you please. And we would take the time to give you all the praise and all the glory in Christ Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. I just want to say again, thank you, Antioch, for inviting me to be here this morning and for thinking of me. It's good to have people think about you, you know. Amen. Amen. Like I said, I'd like to thank my president for being here with me this morning. I called her late last night, and she is here with me. Thank you so much. I would also like to thank those of you who are making sure that this very important time of year is recognized for all cancer survivors. Okay, y'all can loosen up a little bit. I'm a country girl. I just may look like a city girl, I don't know, but I'm a country girl, so y'all can loosen up a little bit and we can enjoy this service, okay? Amen. Thank you. Thank you. the month of October is a very special time for a lot of people for remembering all cancer survivors, not just breast cancer survivors, but all cancer survivors. I am not a breast cancer survivor. I am a colon cancer survivor. Amen. I was diagnosed back in 1989. Amen. I am still here. Amen. Praise God. Amen. You know, I was diagnosed at the age of 27, and it was a hard time for me back then. You know, to hear the word, you know, you have cancer. Cancer is that's a big word when you hear it for yourself, when you make it personal. When it's personal to you, that's a very big word. So, I just like to say thank you to all the advocates who are maybe here today and who work so hard and long to raise awareness to help fight this disease. The word cancer can be used very private also. For some, it's still very private. We don't like to talk about the word cancer. I remember years ago, having breast cancer was something to be ashamed of. Less more mentioned the word breast to anyone. So I thank God for the courage he has given to all of us. We cannot do this walk alone. Sharing your stories really makes a difference. Amen. There's a large amount of men and women who are diagnosed with breast cancer every day, but they usually don't know how it forms, ways it can be treated. Breast cancer is a very serious disease that should be taken lightly. So this October, pray for those who have been diagnosed with breast cancer and any other cancer. And right here, I want you to turn to your neighbor and say, turn to your neighbor. Take time to schedule a mammogram for yourself if you haven't done so already. Thank you. Not a mammogram from you men, okay. We all know. But you know, men do have breast cancer as well. I don't know the procedure for men. I haven't experienced that, but y'all know what to do. You know, I've been married to my husband for almost 36 years. This December, it would be 36 years. So for some 30 plus years, he has been preaching. And being a minister's wife, some people think all wives can preach. I'm not the one. Amen. I was asked to speak to you all today, and I do have a topic or two. I accepted this task because I felt somewhat comfortable, because it's something I know about, because it's something I've been through myself. After a few days, I asked God for help, because speaking in public to a group of people is something I don't often do. So my first topic today is, it's personal. My relationship with God and my faith in him grew stronger. I had to give all these feelings I had to him. Those that have been told that they have cancer probably understand those feelings. When you have that personal relationship, you tend to grow closer to God. And I thank God for that. My second topic is dealing with the unexpected. Out of nowhere, circumstances arise that will either set you back or simply shift everything else in your life, and you didn't see it coming, so you feel totally unprepared. Do y'all mind if I take this down? It's a little high. So you feel totally unprepared. I remember the first day my husband and I, we entered into the doctor's office and for my first chemo treatment. I didn't know what to expect, and I'm sorry, I'm getting a little emotional. I didn't know what to expect, but the devil did. He placed F-E-A-R in me. Fear in me. My nerves were all over the place. So I did the next thing my emotions allowed me to do. I cried. Fear that I was going to die. Fear that my life was on hold. Fear, where did this come from? Have anybody ever thought about it like that? Is there anybody here that can understand the fear that I'm talking about? Dealing with the unexpected. God allows unexpected things to come. And we can learn faith in a moment. faith in a moment where you don't have time to wait and see if it develops. You don't have time to say faith is the substance of things hoped for. You don't have time to get your faith tapes out. Most times, when things hit you, you only have that moment. Either God is God, either you believe God or not and make a decision. Either God is God, or we need to throw down the Bible and close the church doors. If God is who he says he is, then what you do can destroy what God has done in my life. And if you are bigger than God, I need to stop serving God and start serving you. You need to decide today, do you have faith in that unexpected thing that arose in your life? Okay, you have to have faith in God. Choose whom you are going to serve. God wants us to understand that in a panic, in the unexpected moments, you either have faith or not. You see, our natural innate self-instinct makes you want to fix the problem yourself. Watch out for quick fixes to unexpected problems. This is one of those times you can't trust your first mind to make the right decision. Under pressure, you want to fix it. Nobody receives a harvest without conflict. This is not your battle. Leave it alone. It's God's battle. You see, you are praying for God to deliver you from it, but God is going to deliver you through it. When unexpected things come, it could be cancer, it could be your finances, it could be your children, your wife, your husband. Just take that one thing and put it under your feet and stomp. Just stomp it. Because God is going to do what? Deliver you through it. Amen? God is going to get some glory out of this. Back to when I was asked to speak about what I had gone through, I prayed and asked God to help me with a word. Sister Cora. Amen. Amen, my friend.
Okay.
Amen. God gave me the word P-I-N-K. Amen. Sister Tony.
Thank you for tuning in to Paradise Ministry. We pray something said today has encouraged you in your personal relationship with the Lord. If you would like to have a copy of this message, you can email us at antiochmathis@bellsouth.net, or you can send a love offering of $8 to Paradise Ministry, P.O. Box 281, Woodworth, Louisiana, 71485. As always, we hope to see you in church.
The Wade Hampton Show will be right back.
Get ready for something new. Introducing Uncle Ugg.